Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and with the Jefferson Area Chamber of Commerce is our Board Secretary Jill Morton joining us now. So thank you very much, Jill, for being on.
Thank you, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, today is a busy day for you, as it is the combined golf outing. It's finally here with Jefferson Matters Main Street, taking place at the Jefferson Community Golf Course. A lot of great information I'm sure you'd like to share about that event.
Yeah, we're super excited this year. We have 15 teams. We have 10 hole sponsors. We've got Subway lunches we're giving out during lunchtime, or doing a sack lunch to keep it some social distancing. We can just hand them out. We've got some really fun prizes that have been given to us to hand out by local people, which is just wonderful. It's going to be a really fun day. I'm excited.
Are you surprised with the result of the response that you got from the community members, A, to be a part of the golf tournament, first of all, and B, the amount of sponsors that have come out to help you out?
Both. We weren't sure, you know, with the COVID going on, and but you know what? People found out it was a tournament, and they were excited because we're the only tournament all summer.
Wow.
And people are ready to get out and see other people, even if it's from a distance when you're golfing, you know?
Golf's a pretty social distance sport, pretty much as it is already.
So. It was very well received by many. 15 teams was my goal, and we hit it. And the sponsorship, people are, I think, pretty much everybody I asked said yes.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, that is nice. We're very supported with both of our groups, and we're very grateful for that.
And how was it working with Jefferson Matters Main Street to have your first official, like, combined event together?
Oh, really good. It's like it's meant to be. We all get along. We have a good time. It's going to be a fun day.
Can you give us just a quick brief, as much as you can, update about how that merger is currently going on?
Well, we're really close in announcing a director, I believe. Our executive boards have been working hard at interviewing, second interviewing, and trying to put a package together for our new director. And they had some good interviews.
Awesome.
And kind of hard to pick just one, you know. But we had some good options, and I think we're going to be headed in the right direction really soon here.
I mean, the golf tournament is nice to kick off what is actually turning out to be a pretty busy weekend here in Greene County. We've got the very next night on Saturday, tomorrow, will be the virtual Boost Bash, which is all going to be online, but still should be a rather thrilling event.
Yeah, it will be neat. Actually, people need to check that out. They have got some really nice items that are up for auction. A lot of them are made by the kids. And, you know, I'd like to look for a piece of art just for my office. So even for people in their offices or at home, there's a lot of pieces out there that may need to be bidden.
For people that are not aware, you can check them out on their website. I think you can get access from their Facebook page. You just have to look up Boost of Greene County, I believe, is where you go. And the event itself actually begins, I think, at 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. And that's kind of when some of the first wave of bidding kind of ends, but you're feel free to bid now until the event starts.
Right. That's right. And all the money's going to our teachers.
Right.
Can't
exactly
beat that.
Right. Absolutely right. They probably need it now more than ever with COVID kind of plaguing the end of their school year as well.
That's right.
Speaking of the schools, graduation ceremony the very next day on Sunday,
woo-hoo,
June 28th. Yeah.
That's awesome. These kids, they need a special day. Don't
now,
they?
You have somebody, I believe, in the school system or know of somebody who is a senior this year, perhaps?
I think so. Carter Morton? Yeah. My nephew. Yeah.
Right.
He's graduating. So just excited for all those kids. There's a lot of good kids in that class. And I've come to know a lot of them. And just like Mama Bear, you know, comes out and just, I wish I could hug all of them and tell them I'm proud of them and wish them the best.
And there's also something cool that people can also look forward to that takes place tomorrow is your this special sidewalk sale. Can you give us a little information regarding that?
Oh, yeah. Up here on the square, I know for sure. They're having a special sidewalk sale. It starts at 9 o'clock. Just as it is, come out. You don't have to go inside. They're going to have some special sales out on the sidewalks, each business, you know, several businesses. And I think it'd be well worth people's time to check it out.
Awesome. Very cool. So get involved with that. And it's something that's been going on ever since the beginning of the month on Wednesdays is this Choose Jefferson idea and then hopes of supporting local economy. But you also get to take in some free music that'll be provided on our bell tower.
That's right. 12:15 to 12:30. Someone will be playing live.
Also, another great thing to be able to tout is our museum is finally going to open up here starting next month.
Yes, in July, they'll be open on Saturdays. So other than the social distancing, people need to be mindful of. Otherwise, they can go in and check out our awesome museum we have.
And that's be open from 9 till noon on Saturdays in July. And then another thing I think everybody looks forward to every year, albeit it's going to be completely different than in years past, our Green County Fair is actually happening this
year. Yay! Yes, yeah. Kids get to actually participate and bring their stuff in and show their animals. And it's good for them. They do a lot of work.
They do.
They go through a lot of work and all the different projects and animals, and they deserve that.
The caveat to this, folks, is that the general public is sort of more or less discouraged from attending the livestock shows. Nobody's allowed in Clover Hall, so you can't see the static exhibits at all. Clover Cafe is also not happening. Grandstand and ground attractions are also eliminated for this year. So not a lot of chance for the public to be able to take in some of these things. But again, having the kids part of it is a great thing. But there is one special little aspect that the public can be involved with. Can you tell us about that, Jill?
Yes, we get fireworks on Friday night. So we still get to do that on that everybody can participate in.
For sure. And then, of course, with Clover Cafe technically not being open this year, there's a new aspect for 4-H'ers to at least get a semblance and get fed, I guess, when they're out there doing their work at the fairgrounds.
Right. We need to get those kids fed, Coltrane.
Absolutely.
Yes. And the fair was so generous. They came in and got some chamber bucks for the kids. We had a few restaurants that are setting up special fair prices for these kids so they can go in and buy their lunches at certain restaurants.
That's really awesome to be able to support local businesses through that venture.
Yep.
And then, fireworks during the county fair is great and all, but the city of Jefferson has been able to step up once again and provide a free fireworks show on Independence Day.
Right. Or the casino
right.
is doing the fireworks, on July 4th. So that's excited. We're excited about that, me and my grandkids. So it'll be fun.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with our Jefferson Area Chamber Board Secretary is Jill Morton joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.